This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, subscribers, victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about, do narcissists hurt people intentionally? Are they intentionally malicious from the beginning? Is there an insidious plan from the start to just come into your life, wreak havoc, and then dip on you? Is that the plan from the beginning? Can you start? Is it? So this is me talking. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and this is me talking from my perspective right here. In the perspective of, I've seen a few other narcissistic people speak on the same type of thing, where most times that a narcissist is with you, there is not an intentionally malicious plan to hurt you from the beginning. A lot of times, this is what I call the pursuit of narcissist and the pursuit of happiness. It could be a movie title or something like that. Narcissistic people and the pursuit of happiness, is because that's what most narcissists are chasing. They want to be happy. They're chasing that happiness. They want something that's going to make them feel fulfilled in some way, shape, or form. So typically, in a lot of these circumstances, what they think is going to make them feel fulfilled is other people getting validation and supply or whatever from other people and things like that. So they go into this relationship dynamic, right? They go into a relationship with you. They think they love you. They think they care about you. They don't have the intent on hurting you. They want to love you in their own way. Can narcissists love people? I do think narcissists can love you from the beginning, but it goes away. You may, but that's not real love, because real love doesn't go away. Ho, 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 ho. Love cannot be this. Okay. All right, y'all. Again, this is my perspective. A lot of narcissistic people don't go into relationships to manipulate you. They go into it to love you and to care for you. But sooner or later, it's like the love that they have for you, the supply of love that they have for you, sooner or later runs out for whatever reason. It just goes away like a light switch sometimes. It's going to sound like it's your fault, but it's not your fault. Listen to me carefully. What I'm going to say next is going to make it sound like it's your fault. But listen to me, it's not your fault. Once that narcissistic person is enthralled with you, they're in love with you, they want to give you everything that you want and need, but something happens. You do something that shatters the image that they have created of you in their heads. In my head, you're the perfect person for me. You're the Eve to my Adam. God made you from my rib. You my rib. God made you from my rib. I'm missing a rib right now because of you. Damn it. You know what I mean? I'm one rib down because of you. God made you for me, but you do something that sets me off, and that perfect image that I have of you gets shattered. And what you do is you might say something, you might do something, but it's not your fault that this perfect image gets shattered, because you're not a perfect person. You're an imperfect person from the beginning, but we have created this image of you in our heads that we make it look like you are perfect for us. You see what I'm saying? That's the dynamic. That's the way it goes in a lot of narcissistic people's head. We see this perfect image of you. And once you hurt us, we feel like you lied to us. The image is shattered. We feel like you lied to us. So now we're going to go out here and try to make ourselves happy. Now we typically emotionally disconnect from you and try to emotionally connect to someone else, right? So we're trying to make ourselves happy, not with the intent on hurting you. I don't plan on hurting you. I want to make myself happy. I'm going out here to flirt with somebody else to make myself happy. I'm going to go out here to do this to make myself happy. I'm not just doing this. I can't wait to tell my wife that I flirted with this chick at the store today. I can't wait to tell my husband that I flirted. I rubbed my little cheeks on somebody while I was on the subway. I can't wait to make him jealous when I get home. If they do that, y'all, they are sadistic, malicious, narcissistic people. But sometimes they are out to make themselves happy. And when in the process of a narcissist seeking happiness, if you get hurt, it's like collateral damage. I said this before, you become collateral damage in that narcissistic person's life. Narcissistic people are like hurricanes, and you just happen to be a house on the beach. You're a beach house. Hurricane, your beach house on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We get hurricanes all the time. Why you build your house on the beach? You know we coming. Hurricane narcissist is spinning off the coast of North Carolina and coming right towards your house. Hey, I don't mean to destroy your house. I'm just a hurricane coming through, just doing my hurricane stuff. Sorry, I didn't mean to destroy your stuff. You were just in the way. You were just in my life. You were just in my path, and you got hurt.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Intent wasn't to hurt you. You just got hurt. I know that type of stuff. And this is why a lot of times I know narcissistic people don't intend to hurt you. That's why they hide stuff, y'all. That's why they hide the cheating. That's why they hide the affairs. That's why they try to cover up the lies and things like that. That's why, because they don't have it's not the intent from the beginning to manipulate you. That's like we see you at the grocery store in aisle 10. It's just like, you know what? That beautiful woman on aisle 10, I'm going to manipulate her and ruin her damn life. I have no idea who she is, but I'm going to go over here, aisle 10, help her with her groceries, get her phone number, and ruin the rest of her life. She seems happy enough. Let me tear her life to pieces. If somebody thought that they're a psychopath and they, you mean, but like if they keep doing, like this is like, so if they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you know that they're, and you know it, so now they're intentionally hurting you. It doesn't start off with the intent to hurt you, but later on in the relationship dynamic, if they keep doing the same things over and over and over again, then yes, the intent has shifted to trying to hurt you on purpose. Yes, because they're trying to punish you now. Because you know, and you take them back, they think that you're okay with the behavior. Okay, they took me back after I did this horrible job, after I did this horrible thing to them. They took me back, so they must be okay with it. So let me see what more I can get away with. That's why I tell you all the time, I repeat this in a lot of my videos, the more you take a toxic narcissistic person back, the worse the relationship dynamic typically gets. This is how it goes. The more you take them back, the worse it typically gets. Because they think that you're okay with the trashy, terrible, toxic ass behaviors that they're exemplifying to you right now because you take them back. Believe the trauma bond. I know the trauma bond exists, y'all. I know it. I know codependency exists. I know people pleasers exist. I know anxious attachments, whatever y'all want to call it now. I know that type of stuff exists. But if you tell a narcissist that, if you tell the narcissistic person that's hurting you that you're anxiously attached to them, you think they're going to care? Hey, I'm trauma bonded to you. Can you stop hurting me? You think they're going to care if you tell them that you're trauma bonded to them? Hey, I'm a people pleaser. Can you stop hurting me? Hey, I'm codependent. Can you please stop hurting me? Hey, I'm an empath. Can you stop hurting me? No, they don't care. You tell it. Go tell them. If you don't believe me right now, push pause in the video. Use discretion, of course. Go up to your significant other or whoever it is in your life, the narcissistic person in your life, whoever, toxic person in your life. Go up to them and tell them, hey, I'm trauma bonded to you. Can you stop hurting me? What the hell is a trauma bond? What are you talking about? They're going to get angry at you. But they don't care. It gets to a point that they don't care. They start off not with the intent on hurting you, but sometimes it transitions on hurting you. Like I said, you get hurt because sometimes you're collateral damage. It doesn't start off with the evil, malicious intent. Like a lot of people say in videos, like narcissists, it was a lie from the beginning. Yeah, did they mirror you to get you to fall in love with them sometimes? Yeah, but they mirrored you. It's going to sound bad. This is not me trying to make an excuse for narcissists, y'all. I know how it sounds, but this is not me trying to make an excuse. They mirrored you because they wanted you to fall for them, which is still bad. Yeah, it's still bad. You know what I mean? They mirrored you because they wanted you to fall for them because they don't think that they are deserving of love. Nobody can love me for me. So let me become you. You can love you through me. Let me become you. Let me act like you so you can fall for me because I do care about you, because I do want you. So let me mirror you. Let me take on your personality characteristics. Let me take on your personality stuff. Let me do this. Let me do that. You mean? So they mirror you because they want you. And sometimes, yes, y'all, sometimes, this is not speaking for every single narcissistic person, but sometimes it does come from a place of malicious intent. Those people are evil as hell. Yes, there are some evil, demonic, demon Jezebel spirited narcissists out here, y'all. I'm just not one of them. Y'all keep calling me the spirit of Jezebel and all these names and stuff like that. I am not the spirit of Jezebel, y'all. I promise you I'm not. But like I tell y'all before, if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, this is the way it goes sometimes, y'all. I'm just like, and I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings or make you feel a certain type of way. It doesn't always come from a place of malicious intent, but it does end up looking like that. But also, y'all, this is not me making excuses for narcissistic people. This is not me telling you to pity them and take them back. This is me telling you, if you don't want to be with them, leave them alone as safely as humanly possible, because some people are crazy and will send you to meet your maker. I promise you. You have to stay as powerful as you have to stay as safe as you can. You have to stay as powerful as you can. You have to stay as empowered as you possibly can. You know what I mean? This is the empowerment, y'all. Let's empower each other. Let's empower ourselves. Let's empower people. Empower yourself. Self-love is the best love. And speaking of self-love, y'all see the brand is still here. The I'm Brave. The I Love Me. Self-love brand is here. Self-love is the best love. Rock some self-love. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. If you're listening to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.